Yeah, are you guys there?
Yes.
Phone died.
Gotcha.
We get it started or what?
Yeah, what has surprised you in the NBA playoffs so far? Are you watching the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, no, I think what surprised me actually so far was Dallas getting down as much as they did by the Kawhi-less Clippers yesterday. You know, it looked like a struggle. It looked like Dallas was going to come back a little bit yesterday in that third, fourth quarter. Yeah, I mean, especially without Kawhi, it seemed like, what's his name? YG Trace just decided to take over, huh?
Who Harden?
No,
SVG?
ZGA?
No, YG. YG Trace, that's his Instagram handle.
What's homeboy?
No, the dude everybody hates because he... Paul George. Because he married a stripper. Yeah.
PG-13?
Yeah, but that's his Instagram handle is YG Trace.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well,
You know what the most surprising thing for me for the playoffs is that Jason Kidd is coaching an NBA team still. Like, I thought this guy was, like, exposed as a shitty coach. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. That is funny because I was thinking the same thing. Like, I was listening to the game yesterday, that Dallas game, and they mentioned Dallas, you know, Jason Kidd, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that motherfucker is still coaching?
Yeah, like, he already coached the Mavericks once, right? Or no? Am I wrong about that? Rocky? Did he coach the Mavericks before? Or am I wrong about that? I know he played for them.
No, he did. Yeah, no, he did. He coached Bucks, Milwaukee and...
The Nets?
Yeah, the Nets and the Nets. Bucks. Yeah.
Okay.
But... I mean, I think he's a decent coach.
He just needs to lay off the boozing, huh?
And the whores. And the women.
I just saw Eminem posted that he was 16 years.
16 years, man. Yeah. I know. I actually, like.
Yeah, that's why his music sucks these days.
I'm thinking about it, man. You know, just kicking the can. Or no, wait. It's kicking the can. Because I always say the wrong thing. Like, you know, jumping. You know, when
getting
you're
off
the on
bandwagon.
The wagon.
Getting off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Get off the wagon.
But, like, because I think about it, it's a party wagon, right? And I want to be on that wagon. And so it's like when I'm drinking, I'm on the wagon. But then when I'm not drinking, I'm off the wagon.
Wagon is fun, you know?
Exactly. It's a fucking party wagon.
Have you ever, like, not wanted to be on a wagon, you know? Like, check out this wagon. I'm definitely getting on that.
what about a station wagon?
Where you're looking
out the back, and you're like flicking off the car in front of you, you know, that's behind you.
So, yeah. Man. Well, I mean, do you think Jason Kidd? Like I said, I was surprised by, you know, Dallas not being able to kind of make yesterday's game competitive in a sense. I guess. I mean,
too much ISO ball. Too much ISO ball. You know, they got 70% of their scoring comes from two guys, you know, Kyrie and Luka, you know, Luka holds the ball longer than anyone, or I think he takes more dribbles than anyone in the NBA. So it's tough to get an offense going when the ball just stays in, you know, stuck with one guy or, you know, I think they play better when they're actually not in their set offense. I think it should be a constant push because I think both those guys are very, very talented with the ball. Kyrie probably one of the best ever, right? And Luka too. So, you know, I think they need to just push the ball more because they don't have a really good half court offense. Same with the Bucks. You know? That's why Dame killed it is because he was just like, you know, fuck it, I'm just gonna go up and, you know, do my thing, you know.
So is Giannis going to be back for the series or no?
Giannis or Giannis? Would you say Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis, right? I'm from Wisconsin. It's Giannis. It's just like a zero.
It's a silent G, I think.
Ask Giannis to give me a gear room, okay?
Damn.
No, but yeah, is he going to be back for the series, for this series, or no? How's that looking?
I mean, I think that's the answer we're getting. You know what I mean? Nobody freaking knows.
Okay.
So, you know, like I haven't seen anything on the blotters.
Are they gonna win the series? I thought the Pacers were like kind of good, or no?
Yeah, I mean, they've beaten us what four times this year, and you know that's another thing, another question. I was surprised that we were able to hold them up. You know, Cash Money Middleton actually showed up in a playoff game yesterday. So, one showed up to the game and actually played, and then actually, you know what he dropped like 28. How many did he have yesterday?
I don't know. Fact check, Tony. Stat boy. We got a stat boy. Quinn, that's what you can do. You can have your daughters. You can one of your daughters can be like Jamie, you know, from the Joe Rogan show.
Yeah.
You like pull that up.
Good education. I'm pulling it up now. So.
But yeah, Quinn, are you watching the playoffs?
More listening to him. So I guess, yeah, he had 23 yesterday. 23, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. You know, and he did a good job, I think, picking up the slack, especially in that second half when Indiana just started to hound Dame. And Dame didn't – what did Dame get off at in the second half? I think he had two
Nothing,
points
right?
in the whole second
no
half.
Points, eh?
I think he had two. I'm looking it up right now.
He was scoreless. He was scoreless.
Yeah, see? There you go. So I know
he was like 0-for-5 in the second half.
Yeah, because I mean they said he was just double teamed, huh?
Yeah, they locked him down, but I mean that just shows, like you said, Middleton, he did come through, especially at the end there. He kind of struggled a little bit in that third quarter, but
in the end
he definitely in the fourth quarter he came through. But I think Bobby was pretty consistent throughout, you know, the second half. You know, he was a big plus for us.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad about my boy AJ Green, though, because everyone's screaming for him to get more tick. And, you know, he's been struggling the last month. Like, last game, he missed three wide-open three-pointers back-to-back-to-back, you know. And, you know, he's got to nail those. He's our sharpshooter, and, you know, and he's, you know, to get a little bit of tick in the playoffs like this, he's got to take advantage of it. He's got to hit. He's got to knock down those shots. Same with Beasley. Beasley hit knock down those shots late, but he struggled for, you know, a majority of the game again. So, our shooters got to start shooting. Like, Dame went off finally. But, get some tick, too.
How much you think of that, you know, really, though, is, like, Giannis not being there for Dame to go off, you know, like.
Or is it the opposite? Can Dame actually go off because they're not feeding Giannis all the time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
is Giannis a bit of a log?
I think that's what they're going to do. Going back to your question, Chris, like how long is Giannis out for? I think this is like a experiment. Like, I don't know.
Are we run this offense without him?
I'll just say this: like, I see people going down a lot, and then all of a sudden they get up and like they can't. They got people carrying them off the court. 15 minutes later, they're back on the court running around, you know, dunking and stuff. So I'm confused how people, like, get so hurt and then, like, they can do stuff.
All right,
I'm just going to say, for
personal experience, you know, like, I had a groin injury I was dealing with. You know, I play basketball on Sundays and freaking, like, I warmed up, started out the game, and just, like, kind of, like, my groin didn't feel good. I was like, nah, I'm done. So I packed it up. I was going to leave, but then I just stretched out a little bit more, you know, and got a little more loose and then went back in and freaking was able to play and dominate for another hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? When so
yeah,
like,
you
I
dominated,
think,
you know, right? How many points did you end up?
I don't know. You know, it's pickup, but like, you know, it's pickup, but you can still dominate and pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
playing with the old white guys.
No, we got
we
a
are
good
those
picks.
Guys. We are those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
playing with a bunch of guys like me and Ross.
Yeah, exactly. and myself, you know what I mean? But no, we got, there's young cats out there, you know what I mean?
So hey, have you ever torn ACL doing a spin move?
No, and I pray that I don't.
You know anyone that. Who's done that?
Dude, like, I know people that have torn ACLs just like stepping off a curb. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it don't take much.
Rock, do you know anyone who's done that?
I mean, I didn't tear my ACL. I ruptured my ACL.
Okay.
Yeah, mine exploded. Sorry. There was no, tear.
Oh, so it disintegrated. Yeah, so there's no tear, like clean cut.
Yeah. Ruptured the ACL, tore my MCL.
It's like I don't need any of that.
And my meniscus. They call it. I blew out my knee. That's what they call that.
You're like, just keep it.
They're like, so you got two choices, like cadaver or some ligament out of your ass, you know, basically. You'll take it from your ass, you know. And actually, it's your hamstring, you know.
Just hold on to it for a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, no, give me that cadaver.
No, you're like, I want that Adrian Peterson surgery, please.
Right. So
please.
It's like a $20,000 ticket to the Caymans, and then another $75,000 on top just for the surgery, right?
Right.
I don't know. But, sir, you got Medi-Cal. What are you talking about?
But the craziest thing about it is literally like not being 100% me. You know, if you really think about that, I'm not 100% me. You know, that's crazy. Like you're 100% you.
You took the cadaver?
Yeah, of course.
Oh wow. So yeah, you got a dead person knee in your knee.
Yeah, that's that shit they were doing like 20 years ago, right? 15 years ago. I don't know if they still do that.
What, cadavers?
Yeah.
Dude, you know they're banning abortion everywhere. How about they ban like you know corpse knees? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think actually what they're doing is like, you know, like you said, I think they're doing more taking ligaments from your own, because what a lot of times what was happening was people's bodies were rejecting that. Yeah. And so it has gone a lot more towards using like shit from your elbow.
Your hamstring
like that. Yeah.
All right. So from all the games, I did watch the Lakers Denver game. And like, I'll tell you, what's that guy's name from Denver? What's that guy's name?
Jokic.
Just Jokic. Yeah. I'll tell you, like I saw that guy like maybe play like five possessions and like, he can pretty much hit the shot anywhere. He can pretty much do any shot. Like it's pretty crazy. The guy. He's pretty good. As a layman.
Is this a sports show?
Yeah, we're talking about I'm trying to bring it back to sports. So I mean no one's got any feedback on that?
Have you been living under a rock or what? Yeah. You know?
Well I'm saying, as a layman.
Isn't he reigning MVP?
Yeah, he's like he won MVP twice, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to give it to Embiid, you know, this year, even though Giannis could have won it too. But
I'm just saying, if anyone, you know,
well, I don't people think might, people qualifies might trade for it.
No, he did.
Oh, you're saying last year? Yeah, last year. Yeah.
Because
he won it twice the year before. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Right, and then Giannis won it twice.
And then did you also notice all the finalists for MVP this year? Are all foreign born, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's been a few years ago. But I mean, like, yeah, like, why isn't a guy like Anthony Edwards considered? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that
not yet.
Shits
not yet.
On everybody. And what do you think about his mouth? I love that shit. Did you see him talking shit to KD?
That's his idol, too. KD's his idol.
He busted his ass and he was walking back. He was like, I told you. It's like, I told you. He was like, old ass nigga. I told you I was going to bust your ass.
he's like a smaller, like, Zion William, like body, but can shoot and like is like durable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
That guy can jump. He's 6'5" and he plays like he's 6'9", you know?
Yeah, that dude freaking, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is. I think he's going to be the face, like, he'll be like, You know, like, it's a changing of the guard right now. Think about that. You got Phoenix with Durant, Beal, and well, Booker's still kind of he's still young, but if they lose to who just busted their ass? The Suns just got smoked by someone.
Yeah. Are the Suns or Warriors?
No, the Warriors are out of the playoffs. The Suns just got smoked by someone. Who did the Suns just lose to?
They just lost to the Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's right. So that'd be like the passing of the torch right there. Like, you got Anthony or Edwards or Ant-Man, like, taking it, knocking out Katie and Beal, right? And then you got LeBron and AD right now playing against, you know, Jokic and Murray. So, you know, if they get knocked out, boom, bow. You know what I mean? And you got all these young dogs, like, you know, Steph and what's his face? They got knocked out by who knocked them out? It was a young team. Oh, was it Sacramento?
Yep, it was Sac. Yep. Yo, and so I saw this thing where it was just like, well, Warriors are done. Next year, they use a second round pick to get Bronny. LeBron, he fucking opts out and, you know, signs with the Warriors.
I can actually see that happening because the Lakers
can't, and they have to get rid of Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's like an easy decision at this point, though. Like, as bad as he stunk it up this year, you know what I mean? Like, people will probably just be like, the writing's on the wall. You know what I'm saying?
You're basically using a second round or a first round pick to get LeBron James at, like, what, 39 years old?
40.
40?
40 next year.
Oh, my God.
He'll be 40 this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could win 3 championships in a row.
No.
You know, who knows?
Because that's not what the Warriors need. The Warriors, honestly, they're done. They got it. It's kind of like – Really,
well, Steph is still hitting the shots, right?
Well, that's where I'm thinking, like, it's like, what does Steph do? Because I don't think they can put around enough talent to make their team, like, you know, an actual contender without dismantling the whole team. And they really don't have good players to really, like, because, you know, Thompson's clearly, like, in his, you know, he's not his prime. Green's really only valuable to, like, the Warriors because his style of play is, like, you know, whatever.
He's nuts. Who wants
so
him?
Wiggins balls out, though.
Yeah,
you know?
he's had one of his worst years. He's on a decline, you know, so his stock, his trade stock is very low right now.
But how much of that do you think, though, is just, like, team morale? You know what I mean? Like, at the beginning of this year, like, they were hype, and then Jordan Poole got knocked the fuck out, right?
That was last year.
I mean, just like, and Draymond's continued freaking, you know, antics and behaviors.
Yeah, but who's good besides Steph? Who's good besides Steph?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of a
that's
disservice.
All you need? Isn't that all you need, though?
I think that's kind of a disservice to say that some of these people aren't good, you know? I mean, like, maybe it's just Steve Kerr's coaching abilities. Like, why did he leave Clay in for so long after he stunk it up and not, you know, like, keep some other people in? You know what I mean?
Well, like, who?
And then, that's like, also, why else would you have, like, a 45-year-old Chris Paul? Like, what do you do with a 45-year-old Chris Paul on your fucking roster? You know what I mean?
Well, I think, like, it's because they need a leadership, because they don't really have any leadership.
Well, what about
it looks like. It don't look like that fucking work because fucking.
Well, they got him for basically, you know, like, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be like, he was supposed to come off the bench, provide some leadership and come off the bench. But the team is so bad that he's like got all these minutes. They didn't think Klay Thompson would be so bad that they'd have to put, you know, have him come off the bench for half the year. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the team is like, It's done. Like, there's really only one good player on the team, and it's Steph. And let's be real, Steph's probably got 3 to 5 more years max. You know what I mean? As far as, like, where he's still, like, you know. And it's because he doesn't really take many, you know, he's a three-point shooter, so his longevity is going to be, you know, he's not taking those as many hits, you know. So what I'm getting at is, I think personally, how bad would it be for Steph to leave to go to a contender? Would that be horrible?
The Lakers?
Yeah, I mean, is that something Steph would do though?
I don't know. I don't know what he cares. So, what does he care
he's about? Probably pretty comfortable in San Francisco or Oakland or wherever he lives.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
He probably doesn't want to leave. All right.
Well, let's wrap up this basketball. So let's do a quick.
Who do you guys think is going to come out of the West?
Let's do a quick pick 'em. All right. So first round, moving on to next round. Let's see. You got Thunder Pelicans. Who you got in that? Thunder Pelicans. Who you got coming out of that?
Well, Thunder definitely. I mean, Zion's injured. He's not coming back this series. So definitely, like Ingram's coming. You know, he didn't play the last 28 games of regular season. He's coming. He was. What was he, 7 for 28 or something? He's struggling.
Yeah, he didn't shoot that good.
Yeah, so I definitely, you know, the young team in the Thunders should be able to win this one, no problem. I say within five games.
All right.
Gentlemen's sweep.
Over in the East, that 1-8 matchup, Celtics.
Boston,
Heat.
Hands down.
Okay. Yeah, because Jimmy B's out, huh?
Yep, that's another thing. Both 8 seeds are missing their best players. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the East side. East.
Oh, what? You don't care about my thoughts? You don't care what I said?
Oh, my bad, Sizzle. So Sizzle. Yeah. Let's go back to that Thunder Pelicans game. What do you think about that?
Does AD still play for the Pelicans or what? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know shit about basketball, so please continue on. Please move on.
Thanks for wasting everybody's time with that.
Yeah, no problem.
So,
good segue.
Pick me girl over here, you know.
All right, that Rock, that 2-7 matchup, the Knicks and Sixers. So right now,
yeah,
New York is up 2-0.
I know. They stole one. It should be 1-1, and they barely won the first game. I'm gonna go ahead and say that it's really up to Embiid. If he can play through the entire season, I have this one going 7 games, and I have the Sixers winning it in New York.
Oh shit! Okay. You know, I like the Knicks.
Does Jeremy Lin still play?
Yeah, he's hurt. Julius Randle.
Yeah. I like the Knicks in that one. You know, I just think they've been playing well all season.
Who does Ewing play for?
Can Embiid really knock the rust off in time to shake off a 2-0 lead? I don't think he'd be able to do that. So, you know, I got to see New York coming out of that. And then let's see, the 3-6.
2-7 is the Lakers Denver.
Yeah.
I got Denver coming out of that.
Yeah, that's the only one I know. That's Denver for sure.
Denver. I got Denver.
3-6 in the East. I got Milwaukee beating the Pacers.
So
you guys got any money? Should we be giving out?
Yeah, bets? You know, are you confident in that? In saying that, or you know, is that really?
Yeah,
just
Rock. Do you have any money? You have any money on the Bucks? Rock.
No, I don't have any money on anyone right now.
Who would you put money on right now?
Well, I mean, it depends, you know, because you got to look at the odds, too. Like, you know, Denver's got, you know, I wouldn't put it on Denver just because, you know.
Denver's going to be, like, minus, like, what, 200, something like that?
But, yeah, no, but anywho, like, why? What do you got? Who you got? 3-6? What do you got?
I mean, I like the Bucks. You know, I like the Bucks, but one, it's like, you know, we got these questions. When's Giannis back? You know, now we saw that Indiana can shut down Dame for a whole half. You know, can they do it for a game? And then who else for the Bucks is going to show up? You know what I mean? Like Bobby Portis, you said he played well. I think he had, what, like 9 points, you know, to finish off. It's like, they're 15. And then Malik Beasley with the 9. It's like, you know, that's historically, like for us, it's like, fuck. Like we just... These guys that play well through the season just don't show up in the postseason. So,
ooh, Bucks are plus 1600. That's not that. That might be worth a bet right there. Giannis comes back.
Yeah, that's true. So,
Celtics
you know
are plus 120.
Plus, I mean, just historically, you know, like the Pacers, we've had large leads on them through the season, and they've come back and beat us. You know, I think they swept us this year. You know, in the season,
No, we beat them that one game where Giannis had like 63, and then there was that whole.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that was early though. You know what I mean?
All our games with them were early in the first half of the season. All of them, all five of them.
Yeah. So.
Bucks got this one easy. Bucks in five, gentlemen sweep. What they're doing is they're giving Giannis time to rest, and also I think they're trying to get Dame's confidence up. They're like, hey, take the Bucks are like, they're like 15-2 or something when Dame scores over 30, right? So they're like, we need to get Dame going. So that's what they're trying to do. I don't think Giannis is that hurt. I know you got your groin story from the YMCA, but I think it was planned.
Remember, they got like cortisone shots and all these other injections. Better than that.
Designer drugs from China.
And also, like,
are a joke too. Let's be real.
And also, you know, mental willpower. Some of these dudes, you know, like, they shouldn't be out there, but they are. Even with these young women. You remember Carrie Shrug from the Olympics? Like, Shorty had a dislocated foot and pulled off a 9.95 vault.
I come from an era where, like, Ronnie Lott's like, yeah, just remove my finger. I'm playing a game right now. You know, like, I mean, so, yeah, I have a hard time empathizing with her, you know, with these guys, you know.
All right. Then we got the Wolves Suns. And the 3-6 matchup in the West. So, I mean, I like the Timberwolves coming out of there. You know what I mean? But you can never count out KD.
Durantula?
Yeah,
is he washed up? I never hear about KD anymore. Is he washed up?
It's because he does it so regularly. It's, like, not, you know what I mean? Like, he's just an automatic bucket. You know?
That's what he is. I mean, if you think about it, that's really all he does do is he gets you a bucket. But the question is, does he make everyone else around him better? And does he? I don't know. But I will say he's the best at, like, for his height, like, best big man, you know, shooter ever, all time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I don't know, because you got Dirk. That's my guy.
Yeah, he's Dirk's my guy, too. But
even
Durant's better.
Yeah.
As far as shooting goes, like, Durant, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Those middies, though, I mean, I think they rival each other. So.
I think the general consensus would be that Durant's a better shooter overall. But I think Dirk was a better player overall. That's what I'm saying. Like, Durant really, like, he just gets you buckets. But does he really make anyone else better? You know, and that's, you know, I think that's his whole problem, right? Like, he could only win when he was with Steph and all those guys, and now he's, you know, can't carry a team, you know?
Yeah. So,
well,
all right. So we're done with NBA.
Who do you got coming out of that, though? Who'd you say?
I got the Wolves.
Okay. Yeah, and Kevin Durant actually does have a better shooting percentage than Dirk Nowitzki.
By the way, I think that's going to be a crazy teardown in Phoenix too. Watch out for everything. That's going to be a complete turnaround, and I bet you Booker might even be on the table. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're saying so? You got the Wolves in that, and then it's a rebuild thing
in Phoenix.
You don't think they would just build around Booker?
Well, I watch this too, and I hate to say this because I love my Bucks, but if for some reason the Bucks aren't able to get out of, like, if they embarrass themselves in like the second round or less, you got to watch out for like a whole teardown in Milwaukee too.
I mean, why do we even have to bring in Dame? It's because Giannis can't shoot. Like, if you need a 3-point bucket, you know, like,
Middleton wasn't reliable because he
was hurt.
Drew Holiday wasn't, you know, he's not a shooter. Like, he's not a killer like that.
Davis, exactly.
You know,
and Connaughton. No, I'm here.
Oh, sorry about that. You guys all here?
Yeah.
Sorry, I exiled the program and closed.
There could be a lot of teardowns. You know, you got Lakers who could tear it all down. You got the Warriors, Bucks, Suns.
You know. What about the Clippers or the Mavericks?
Yeah, you know yeah, you're right. You're right.
So Clippers, you know, in that 4-5 matchup.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
That 4-5 matchup. Yeah, the 4-5 matchup. So who do you got in that in the West?
4-5. What's that?
Clippers, Mavs.
Oh no, that's 3-6.
No, it's the Wolves Suns is 3-6. 4-5 is Clippers Mavs.
Oh, is it Clippers Mavs?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it up.
Oh yeah. Boy, that's a toss up. That's a tough one. I don't know. That one to me is like literally a coin flip. I don't think they can stop Zubats. They don't have anyone who can stop Zubat, so I guess I mean, it's just hard to count Luka and Kyrie out, but I don't know. I guess I have to go with the Clippers. I think they have a better coach. I think they got a deeper bench, and, you know, they have two stars. If Harden can play the way he's playing, and if Russell Westbrook can actually give him, would he hit two threes and that spark off the bench? Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm going to say Clippers, and I'm going to say it goes seven.
Yeah. I mean, this could be one of those games where it could either be a freaking sweep or it could go to seven. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, it could be a sweep. You're right.
Yeah.
What do you got, Stizzle? Who do you got?
On the West, I'm going to say Denver. In the East, I'm going to say either the Bucks or the Celtics. I'm going to go with the Bucks just because I feel like the Celtics are just not there. So I'm going to say Giannis comes back, the championship, the conference championship, whatever the hell it's called. The East
the
championship.
Finals?
Yeah, the East final. Yeah,
East,
and that,
okay, East.
I'd say he comes back. Yeah, I'd say he comes back.
Finals,
I think
conference finals.
Yeah, exactly. The East finals. So, and I think, yeah, let's Bucks. I think the Bucks get destroyed by Denver. So, there you go.
What do you got, Quinn?
Total. You know, I would say, I mean, you can't displace the Nuggets, right? Oklahoma City is the number one team. Ant-Man is playing so well. The West is tough to call. You know what I mean? Actually, it's all really competitive. But, I mean, if I had to pick one team, team that I think could make a run because they're just fiery, super competitive, man, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, because, I mean, who won Defensive Player of the Year this year?
I think, well, it's their vote. It's, you know, they haven't said it yet.
I think it came out today, maybe.
Rudy Gobert and.
Yeah.
Who else?
So, I mean, you got Ant-Man fired up, you know, Gobert. Those Wolves, they've been hot all year, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think I see the Wolves coming out of the West to the finals.
Yeah, they're not gonna beat Denver. It's too young.
That's what I'm kind of mad that I let you go first, Quinn, because I thought, yeah, that's who I actually have coming out the West too. Because I think they're the only one who can like match. Jokic. You know
what I
mean? Plus 2,000.
Exactly. 2000. Yeah. Yeah, like I really think, yeah, like they can really match up well against anybody. You know what I mean? So
because you got Towns and you got Gobert to go against Jokic.
Exactly.
And then you got Ant-Man against Murray. You know what I mean?
And everybody forgets about Cat. Cat dropped 70 this year too, right?
Cat's a beast, bro.
Yeah. Right? He dropped 70, huh? Yeah.
Did he have a 70-point game?
Yeah, there's like controversy. No, because there's the controversy around it. Because they were like they were just like feeding him. You know what I mean? So
to get him his points.
Yeah. I think it was like a 60-night game. Oh yeah, Cat went for 62 that night because it was a night, and B went for 70. Remember that? And B went for 70, and then Cat went for 62. But, like, you know, what it was, like, instead of really playing for the win, they were playing for the points. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how those guys are. Like, they'll just that's why I like Minnesota won, because it seems like they can just – they have a switch. You know what I mean? And so – because, like, you know, they lost that game because they were trying to get Big Cat, like, however many. And then, like, you know, they're like, you know, Ant-Man, I heard an interview with him. I remember shortly, like, the day after. And he was like, yeah, you know, we got to do better, blah, blah, blah. And then they came out that next game and just, like, smoked the team. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think those guys are dangerous when they get locked in. So that's why I got coming out the West. And, man, I hate to say it, but freaking
Boston. You know,
yeah, man. Unless, you know, we get Giannis back, man. But even still, like, you know, we come out, who we match up against? Either New York or the Sixers. And New York beat us in, like, what, the third to last game of the season. So, like.
Well, we wouldn't get the Sixers. We'd either get. So.
Oh yeah.
We either get
New York,
or we get the winner of Cleveland and whatever that
is. So,
well,
it
all depends.
I mean,
you know, that's
because I said I had New York coming out of that. You know what I mean? So because I said I had New York coming out of there. So like, you know, New York against the Bucks, that's a tough matchup there too. But you know, I think, you know, we take them to six and we can come out of there. But so yeah, man. So yeah, man, that wraps up NBA.
All right, you guys want to talk the draft really quick?
Yeah, let's go over the draft.
Wrap this up. Do you guys just want to go through the teams and then be like, hey, what do you think they're gonna get?
Oh, we still gotta talk about door sports, Stizzle. Man, I can't be cut short.
All right, what you got? What's new in fall?
Yeah, and let's. In fall? It's spring, bro.
Fall. F-O-W-L. Well, okay, so what's the what's the upcoming game coming up? Or whatever. What season is it? Kayak season?
Yeah, like,
did you say kayak season?
Yeah, it's kayak season? Or what?
We got
a new season?
You think we should have somebody write for Stizzle? Because his writer isn't working right now.
Damn. Yeah. That's offensive, dude.
Someone's shopping vegetables.
Talk about do you guys ever like look around for a straw in your apartment, can't find one when you need
a
one?
Straw?
Yeah, a straw.
Did you just say straw?
Yeah.
That you can like use to purse your lips with?
No. Huh? Person he knows with, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, right now it's spring turkey season here in California.
Are you hunting?
I love. Yeah. So it's general season.
Do you eat all the food that you? I mean, you get food and then you eat it.
Oh yeah, man. So, you know, I went out last weekend. I just went out for a day, and. Know, busted up two flocks of turkeys. You know, it was more of a you know, scouting trip. I would have popped one if I could have.
What are you shooting? What are you carrying?
Right now I'm carrying a 20 gauge. So I got a 20 gauge over under I'd like to take with me.
Is that bolt action or what is that?
No, actually, it's an over-under, so it's a break action.
So I have no idea what that is. So what Call of Duty gun is that?
It's the one that you crack open, and then you...
Oh, it's a shotgun? Shotgun,
yeah, it's a shotgun. A 20-gauge shotgun, yep.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, using a 20-gauge shotgun. It's not a side-by-side, you know what I mean? Like, you remember Boys in a Hood, right? When Ricky got shot, dude was hanging out of the Benzo, and he had the side-by-side. This is a overrun.
My parents didn't let me watch that movie, so no. I don't know.
Oh, but I thought you were a film major.
Yeah, you know. D.W. Griffith. You know that guy?
No, I don't.
Birth of a Nation? Those are the only movies I was allowed to see.
Oh, damn. Your parents are like that?
Yeah, hey, Wisconsin, dude.
Is that why you're only into raising strong black children these days, or what?
Yeah, I'm trying to pay my dues back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are your parents really on that end of the spectrum, or what?
No. My parents were hippies back in the day.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. I was going to say, that's wild, Stizzle.
So what, you do a bird call, or what?
Yeah, so that's a fun part about the spring season. So California started March 30th. It goes until May 5th, and this is general season. And with general season, you can use, you know, really anything: handgun, shotgun, rifle, bow, slingshot, you know, dart gun, blowgun, whatever, you know, in order to legally take a turkey.
Damn. So, you shoot a turkey with a shotgun. Isn't there like pellets like all over the turkey? Like, how do you even eat it? Don't you like blow it up
with a shotgun? Well, you aim for the head, you know, like you take the head off. Yeah. Cause yeah, I mean, it does have pellets, but turkeys are pretty tough. I actually freaking on the way to work, this week, I had one. I was doing like 50 miles an hour on the road, and I had this turkey that like started running up onto the road. And it actually took off and flew in front of my truck. And, like, it hit my front quarter panel, knocked my mirror, you know, like, off. And well, it didn't knock it off, but it just knocked it back. And then the turkey, like, bounced off, like, hit the ground head first, rolled. And then I saw a thing just pop up and run back down towards the river. So, like, I was gone. You know, I stopped, slowed down, because I was going to go back and get it, but the thing, like, ran off, and so I was like, all right, whatever, so I freaking kept driving, went to work, you know, I was at work for a few hours, took the same way back, and I stopped, and, like, just went and, like, went to actually search, because maybe it went off and, like, you know, died, but I saw enough, I just saw feathers, didn't even see any blood, so it's like, these things are tough. I don't even know if you know this, but Benjamin Franklin advocated for turkeys to be the nation's bird. You know, we almost turkeys were almost.
Yep. I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying? The sign of America is freedom as opposed to the bald eagle, which is crazy. Yep. There's a lot of bald eagles up here too. So, but yeah, so, you know, take a shotgun.
Check.
Me and my oldest, we're going to go out. You know, we're going to go back to that spot. What I'm really going to do is hang out in that river bottom that I busted him in.
Well, cool, man. So are your daughters are, like, all into it, hunting and everything like that?
Yeah, my oldest is. She likes to come with me. So, you know, we've been turkey hunting. She likes to fish. You know, she's caught bigger fish than most grown men before.
Yeah, probably. I was going to say, she's probably catch more fish than me.
Haha. So... Yeah, so we're going to go. And the fun thing about turkey season is this is their mating season, the spring. And it's like really right now, beginning of May, is when they really start to get hot and heavy. And so the hens, they talk and they express, you know, I guess their receptiveness to breeding, you know, with various calls or various, you know, vocal patterns. And so... you know, a few of them are just those yelps, you know, and it's exactly what it kind of sounds like. Just a little meow, 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 meow. And then, you know, you got your cuts and it sounds just like that. It actually sounds like DJs like cutting, you know, on the frickin', you know what I'm saying? Wow. And it's like these.
I'm getting attacked by turkeys right now, dude. You got to be quiet.
these different, you know, vocal intonations, vocal patterns that these hens make, they really attract the gobblers, the male turkeys. They're called either toms, which are the older males, or jakes, which are, you know, really kind of the teenage or juvenile male turkeys. And so it's so like when those gobblers hear these females, I mean, they just fucking bust out in their gobbles. And it's like just some of the most
like you,
fun.
Kind of like you back in the day, huh?
I don't know about that. I mean, I was, no, like I've always really been kind of like, you know, just a one woman kind of guy. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. All I know is that you were gobbling Jake, or you were gobbling your Jake all week.
Yeah, man. But like, you know, springtime is fun because you can really interact with those male turkeys, and you know, it's even fun. Like, you know, I call in females a lot of times, and I don't mind that because then it's like you got those live females that are coming in and they're calling. And a lot of times, you know, it's just like there's really this boundary of calling just enough. Sometimes you call too much. And you call that tom in, and they'll hang up just outside of gun range. But if you call just enough, you can get them to come in to really look for you and find out. Because it's just eerie how they, you know, can hear you initially from, like, you know, 400 yards away. And then come in 15 minutes later knowing exactly where you are, you know, after maybe you've, like, stopped gobbling after they've been 100 yards out. And so, because that's usually what I'll do. I'll keep gobbling, keep them interested if I know they're close. And then the closer they get, the less I gobble. And that usually gets them into gun range. So it's, that's one of the big things about hunting. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, you are trying to trick something that just has these instincts, you know, that are far more superior in that environment than mine are to stay alive. And it's just crazy, you know, how many times I've hunted and not gotten turkeys just because, like, they hang up. It's like they just know something is off, you know what I mean? And, you know, it could just be attributed to their eyesight. You know, turkey's eyesight, it's phenomenal. You know, they've got a 4-to-1 ratio. And so the way I like to say it is, you know, what we see at 25 yards, you know, it's like from here to 25 yards, we could see, you know, what's typically 25 sign, yards away. You know, you're 25 sign. Yards away from a stop sign, and a turkey could be 100 yards behind you and see that sign just as good, maybe better. You know what I mean? So it's like any movement, turkeys, you know, ducks are like that too during duck hunting season. If, you know, in that blind, you can't have no movement, no white, no freaking like fluorescent colors, you know, because they'll see that and then just get spooked and be gone. You know what I'm saying? And so,
do you ever feel bad that you have like a mechanical machine that, you know, propels like metal pellets through the air, like faster than the speed of sound, and they just have like wings? You ever feel bad about that?
No, I don't. You know, cause like I just explained, man, like they, I feel, have the utmost advantage. Like, there's been more times where I've had a turkey hang up and not come in than I've killed turkeys. You know what I mean? I've had more deer frickin' spook and run away because they know something's up, you know, or even just miss the shot, you know. And this isn't even, you know, like, yeah, I use guns for my bird hunting, but I love bow hunting. And so it's like after May 5th.
Oh, you do bow hunting then, okay.
Yeah. And so then after May 5th, then I'll switch to bows. And then I'll start chasing them with bows. But, you know,
damn,
even
so
bows.
Can you hunt turkeys like in like Thanksgiving time? Or is that season over with by that time?
So there's two turkey seasons, the spring right now, and then, yeah, the fall. And it does actually, they overlap with like Easter and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe so, this Thanksgiving I'll have to come up north and, yeah, know, go out with you and get that turkey, you know? And if we don't get that turkey, we ain't eating. Sorry, baby.
It's a little more difficult in the fall because that's not their breeding season. So, it's like, you know, you really got to have a flock identified and kind of know where they are.
It's all right. I'll just take my Jake out and like wait for a turkey to gobble.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that'll work. Yeah. So really, you know, really, especially right now, the best way to hunt turkeys is to find out where they roost, because at night, you know, they'll fly up, you know, into a tree, and they just sleep there through the night. A few different ways that one you can identify is, one, if you find a flock, follow it through the day, and you physically see them fly up into a tree. You know, most times you can assume that they'll be there, you know, come butt crack of dawn the next day. You know, they will get spooked sometimes. You know, maybe a cougar climbs up the tree, grabs one for a snack, you know, kicks the whole flock out, or, you know, a crow rolls through, picks them out. You know, they do have predators, but for the most part, you know, that's why they sleep up in trees, to kind of stay away from predators, things like that. So actually visually seeing where they fly up and are kind of tucked in for the night is the best way to identify the areas that they're going to be in the next day. Because then just, you know, before they roost, you know, about 4:30 in the morning, before even like there's a sliver of light in them, and you know, comes up. Because that's the thing. Turkeys, as soon as like any light, as long as it's not bad weather, as soon as any light pops up in the horizon, they start to come down. So they'll unroost. And so it's like, you know, you got to be in position before they even come down to really have a good chance of knowing where they're going to go, especially in the fall. In the spring, it's a little different, because then you can run and gun. That's what I call, because like I'm saying, they're so vocal at this point, you can really just freaking go to an area where you know they're going to be, send out some calls, and then just wait for that. And then you know they're there, and just freaking call that Tom in. So, yeah, I look forward. I'll have an update for you guys next Monday, because me and
Sandy. This weekend?
Yeah, we're going to pop out, show out, have
a
good time.
Does she have a gun? Does she have a rifle, too?
Yeah, she's just watching. Well, she's got a few BB guns, you know what I mean? Yeah, but we're working on getting her a 410. That's like a nice...
How old is she?
She's 10.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, gotcha. So we're working on getting her a 410, and that's a nice little shotgun for her.
What
so
is that? That's a shotgun? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's a shotgun. Yeah, she's got... So we'll get her that next. She's got two bows already.
And she's actually like killed an animal?
No. We're working on our hunting license. So
12, right?
12
years old.
No, you could be any age as long as you got your license. So.
Oh, Wisconsin, it was 12 when I was.
This is America.
I'm pretty sure maybe I should double check, but I thought for sure like.
You land in federal prison.
Oh. Maybe what it is like she could take hunter's education at any age.
Yeah, you can take that
after
at any
like
age,
eight.
Yeah.
After like eight, I think. And so,
here's my newborn. He's a good learner, you know.
So
people that do that shit.
Yeah, so that's turkey season. Weather's starting to warm up. We're getting a lot of snow melt up here as well in the mountains, and so what that really equates to is colder stream temperatures, which really makes the fishing good. It makes the fish more active. We're also seeing a lot more insect hatches. You know, I'm working on a few projects at work that are, you know, one, I'm working on the dam removal, and then also I'm working on a restoration project, a shoreline restoration project. And, you know, I get to be close to water a lot, and right now I'm seeing a lot of giant stonefly hatches, and it's super cool. You know, you just...
And what, fish eat those or something like that?
Yeah, trout. There's a lot of rainbow trout that are up here, and so mostly rainbow trout, so...
All right, and then just for the record, you're over by Mount Shasta, California,
yep.
So everyone listens.
Yeah, I'm
everyone
up in Mount Shasta.
They're like, oh, what mountain could he possibly be by?
Yeah, Mount Shasta, so come on up. You know, I got a guide service. Quinn McDowell's fishing and hunting, so if you need.
All right, Rocky, have you been up there? Yeah, you went up there, right, for his wedding or something like that?
Yeah, I've been to Mount Shasta, or, you know, in that area once, yeah.
Pretty awesome, or what? I would love to live up there.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. Pop upstairs. So
maybe.
Yeah, that's what we should do. Do a freaking a podcast up here, huh?
Yeah, in the woods. You know,
we're walking
in the river. You know,
what's the name of our piece?
Our what?
Your Prius?
Our show?
Yeah, what's the name of our show?
Part of the yak. But that doesn't even make sense. A-Dog's not on the show anymore, so.
Yeah, well, we can do a cross with the casting couch.
How about here. Three guys talking sports?
Guys talking sports. I like it. Slash.
How about the outdoor show? The outdoor show. How about that? All right.
How about the casting couch, the sports edition?
Casting couch sports edition?
Yeah, that when you guys come up, we could do that, huh?
Yeah.
When you guys come up, that's what we do, Cast the Couch Sports Edition.
There you go.
So yeah. Go Fish.
All right. Well, hey, that's something that was way better than I thought it would be. So thank you for Yeah, I want to hear some crazy stories in the woods.
Yeah. No, I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know, we got tons of shit, but yeah, I'll keep you posted. So
should we go through like maybe the top five draft and what do we think? Just talk about who's gonna pick who.
Yeah, we could do that and some other things like most interesting picks or sleepers.
I think we gotta wrap this up. This is going a little long here, so I think we gotta wrap this up. Rocky's got a bedtime coming up.
Sounds good.
All right, so let's go through each one of these teams. Let's just do top five. I don't think anyone cares what the Titans are gonna pick at seven. Who cares about that? But, yeah, of course, Chicago, number one. I mean, everyone thinks that Caleb Williams is going to get picked. What do you guys think?
Well, clearly.
And is that a good decision?
Well, yeah, of course.
You think it is?
Well, yeah. Who else are you going to pick at number one?
I think he's gonna be a big bust,
and not because he's a bad player, just because the Bears, I think they're cursed, and they're just gonna screw it up. And he'll probably get traded like in 4 years, and he'll probably thrive somewhere else. That's my prediction. So,
well, what about the other guy who's predicted to go to?
Well,
Washington's next.
Yeah, they're saying Drake May went back to number two, like not Jaden Daniels.
Okay. So Caleb Williams off the board, who would you take after Caleb Williams? I take Jaden Daniels. So, that's who I take.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking. I mean, and so why has it switched up to that way?
Because his agent got all pissed off that Washington basically had like a speed dating type style, like invited Drake May, Caleb, and him, and who's the other one? J.J. McCarthy. Oh, no. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
He wasn't invited?
No, he did invite him, but, you know, he got all butter because he thought he was number two, you know, I guess. So I guess it's, you know, they all do this. They're not showing their hand, but I think I would go with Jaden Daniels too, but something tells me they're going to pick Drake May. Washington will. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Patriots number three. Everyone's saying the Patriots will take Drake May, so who are they going to take if he's not available?
Then they take Jaden Daniels, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So that's what I mean. I think it's going to be between the two and three there. You know, I don't know who it's going to be.
You think it could flip-flop either way there?
Yeah. I do. So some people say Drake May's more like NFL ready right now, but a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, because you get, I don't know if you guys remember, Jaden Daniels played, you know, his freshman year with his freshman and sophomore year with Arizona State under Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would go with Jaden, but yeah, I heard they're gonna go with May, but who's fourth then? Arizona? They're gonna
The Cardinals. I think the Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
I think that's the logical step. And if he's not available, I think they trade down. Or they get some picks.
Which one of those other teams would take Marvin Harrison Jr.? Unless like the Bears pull something.
Maybe.
What if the Patriots?
Yeah.
Patriots, you're right. You know, honestly, the Patriots should not be selecting a quarterback because the reality is they have one of the shittiest teams when it comes to skilled positions players. Like, they're not ready for that's not going to do anything for them. Like, they need to build their team. They need the offensive line. They need defense line. They need impact players. They don't have any wide receivers. Like, they don't have shit, if you think about it.
Get a veteran quarterback.
They should trade their pick. They should trade.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. Well, like what Elliot Wolf, he said that he was taking phone calls.
So. Oh, really? Yeah, that's what he should. They should trade their pick and try to get the 8 and 11 pick or something, for the 3,
What, just get some offensive linemen?
Or whatever, just get more for your buck, a quarterback's not going to do anything for them,
So then, I mean, what would that look like then?
Then it starts getting crazy because Oakland needs a quarterback.
Giants maybe might do it.
Giants, they might, I heard, but, Minnesota. Yeah,
so like a 6-3 swap.
Yeah, Minnesota. Minnesota's got 2 first-round picks, right? Yep, they do.
Yeah, and they're
I can see Minnesota.
To pick J.J. McCarthy or whoever's left over out of the QB situation.
Dude, I think J.J. McCarthy, I don't think he's good. Because didn't Michigan just run the ball all the time? Like, was he making, actually good throws? I mean, I don't know.
When he was called upon, he made the right throws, But, yeah, they were a heavy run offense. That's the style it was,
Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't think you take a quarterback that was
Yeah, well, let's come back to that. Who you got at 5?
Chargers. The Chargers. I can see them taking McCarthy.
No, Chargers? Are you kidding me? They got Herbert. So Chargers.
Well,
are
what did they trade him though?
They're going to trade down. Chargers are going to.
Well, they got Harbaugh though. Harbaugh might get a Herbert out here.
Well, it depends. So if Harrison's off the board. I can see Chargers going to get that neighbor's kid from LSU. The second wide receiver. Because they already got a quarterback, but they lost both their wide receivers, right? Mike Williams went to the Jets, and Keenan Allen went to the Bears.
Yeah. I would keep Herbert if I was Harbaugh.
Well, of course. That's not even you're going to embarrass us.
Yeah, but people are saying he wants McCarthy, though, so.
No one's saying that.
Yeah, people.
No one has said he wants McCarthy. Are you kidding me? The reason why
he coached him.
The reason why he went to San Diego is because Herbert was there, because he's got a quarterback in place.
People are souring on Herbert though.
Herbert's a way better. J.J. McCarthy will be his ceiling, in my opinion, is a top maybe 10, 10, it's 10 or low, 10 is the highest I can, maybe 7 or something. It is peak of his career. He'll maybe be the 7th best quarterback in the NFL, but I'm going to say he'll be more middle of the pack. And truth be told, I don't think he'll be in the league longer than 4 years. That's my thoughts on McCarthy.
Yeah. I don't think you waste a pick that early on.
Same with Bo Nix. I think the Penix kid, for some reason, is getting undervalued.
Yeah, there's no talk of that kid at all, huh?
No.
People are saying he's a second rounder.
He had a horrible bowl game, or a champion, whatever that was, the championship game. And he was so bad, it crushed his stock.
Yeah.
All right, so Giants number 6.
I think he,
sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Giants, they need to get skilled positions too. They got no skilled position. Here's the deal. What do they do? Do you stick with Dan? I think signing Daniel Jones was the dumbest thing they could have done, you know? So yeah. I think they need to get out from under that right away. And I would go and draft, you know, I don't know. I don't think Bo Nix or, you know, J.J. McCarthy's going to change that franchise around. So I don't know. I think they roll with Danny Dimes this year and maybe even trade away their pick and try to get, you know, two number ones or a number one and like three number twos or something, or two number twos, probably two number twos, and try to build their. They have no skill because they lost Barkley, right?
If Harrison's on the board, I think they take him for sure. But
he won't be on the board because Arizona's going to go get Harrison. So, you know.
Titans are number seven. Sorry, am I going too quicker? Titans are number seven. Does anyone care about them?
Dude, Titans.
Does anyone like Levis? Do you like Levis, Rocky?
I don't. I gotta see what he can do. He hasn't really got that much, you know.
I mean, that but first game they played four touchdowns, right?
Yeah. They made a lot of. They won the offseason, I feel, when it comes to what they did, all their trades and shit, what they went and picked up, and you know, they lost.
They got Hopkins. All right, Falcons number eight. I mean, they got Kirk Cousins. Seem like they need a defense player. Who cares? Bears are number nine again. Who do you think the Bears are going to get second pick?
Probably like maybe that. Well, they already got a tight end. Dude, the Bears are stacked, bros. You guys got to watch out. The Bears are loaded. They'll probably get another defensive player, I'm thinking. Because their offense, I mean, they got what?
They got DJ Moore.
Yeah, they got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen.
Kinnett
or whatever the hell they got. You know, they got the tight end. They got all the – who's their running back?
Oh, man, doesn't it start with an H or something like that? Or, man, what's that guy's name?
But they're either way, they're not getting a running back in the first round. So
Henderson.
Yeah, Bears are loaded.
Swift? Yeah, they got Swift from the Eagles.
Eagles?
Really? Yeah, they got Swift from the Eagles. Yeah, that guy was really good on the Eagles. They stopped using him, though, for some reason.
Shit. The Bears are good.
Jets number 10. By the way, does anyone like Aaron Rodgers anymore? I've lost all respect for Aaron Rodgers after he said that AIDS was a CIA plot in the 80s.
That what?
Yeah, he said that AIDS was a CIA plot back in the 80s.
When did he say that?
Yeah, when did he say that?
It was on a podcast.
That what some people are saying about Coco or what?
Who's Coco?
COVID.
I mean, he probably believes that shit too.
Yeah.
All right, Vikings number. I mean, who cares about the rest of these teams? I mean, Green Bay is at 25. I mean, who would you want Green Bay to get rocked?
Probably either a linebacker or maybe another left tackle, or maybe a quarterback. You know, we could always use another quarterback.
Caleb Williams.
Go for Penix. Yeah. Put Penix on the bench for 4 years.
Yep. Trade him to someone else and let them win a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah.
Quinn, who do you think Packers are gonna pick?
Who do I think they'll pick? I don't know who I think.
Or what position? Exactly. I mean, what position? I mean, they gotta pick a massive decent defensive line.
Yeah. But you also gotta remember. Well, yeah, so we're going from the 3-4 to the 4-3. You know, that means that we're going to need more, sideline to sideline linebackers. I mean, Quay Walker fits that. We got rid of DeAndre Campbell. I mean, McDuffie, is he starter material? You know what I'm saying? Who else are the backups? Ngambari is more of a down lineman as well, so as opposed to – I don't know.
Gary,
what do you think?
Rashad Gary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, can he play that stand-up linebacker, though? Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, we're going to bring him downhill. He's just going to line up on the line.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Preston Smith, we need to get rid of Preston Smith. I'm sorry.
He's been clutch, but, yes, he has been old. But, you know, it's like, you know, that middle linebacker position.
We pay him a lot of money, too.
Yeah, we probably could shore up, get another cornerback as well, because it's just like every year somebody's gone for the fucking year, you know what I mean? But
yeah, we get good quarterbacks so that we don't pay them. Like, you know, who was the guy? Hayward, who went to the Chargers, and Randall, who went to the Browns, and
those are safeties, but you know, really, I mean, you know, glaringly, we're talking Packers, I think obviously, you know, we need more offensive line, you know, probably another tackle, so yeah.
Well, Green Bay has 2 picks in the second round. They have a number 9. They got 26 in the second round, so they are. I think they do. They have 2 in the third round too.
They got
2 in the third round.
I think we have like 10 picks total.
Fourth round. We only got 1. It looks like 1 in the fourth round.
Anywho, boys, are you? You guys on a wrap?
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah, I think we're good, unless there's anything else. Nope. Okay, well, hey, I forgot to hit the record button, but no, I'm just kidding. But hopefully this quality is good, so...